So to begin, tell me about the James Webb Space Telescope and how it's different from what many people have heard about, the Hubble Space Telescope.
Well, we say the James Webb is the scientific successor for Hubble, but it is a lot larger and a lot more complex. It will be about the mirror 7 times bigger than the mirror that Hubble has. So that lets us collect more light, and it allows us to look further back in time to where the first galaxies and stars were formed. And the other thing that's different is Hubble works mainly on the visible, like our eyes. James Webb is going to work in the infrared, detecting heat. And that's important because it can look through the clouds of dust and gas to where the planets and the stars are forming.
Very interesting. So 7 times bigger, and it can detect heat. Quite an advancement there. Now, once it launches, the Webb telescope will travel 1 million miles away from Earth. I'm guessing some of our listeners may wonder, how do you know it will work when it's so far away?
Indeed, yes. We are going to be 4 times further away than the moon. And to make sure it works in a space, we have to do a lot of testing here on the Earth. We start testing the smaller components. So when we have the first part, we test it. And then as we build it up together, we keep testing it throughout. And what we need to do is duplicate what those components are going to be doing on orbit and duplicate the conditions that they are going to have. So one of the things we do is we put them in these big chambers where we can pull vacuum and also make them very cold, like they will be on space. And in there, we do whatever that component needs to do, if it needs to open up, if it needs to move, etc. And then the other thing that's very important is we have to test kind of the worst part on that journey is really the launch on the rocket. So we have to shake everything like the rocket will do, and also send all the sounds which are higher than a rock concert, that's something we say, to make sure that the instrument can survive and the observatory can survive that launch and then work once we are out there.
This is really interesting. I saw that NASA recently discovered 7 Earth-sized planets orbiting a nearby star. Give me a sense of the scope of the Webb telescope's a study of these and whether they could support life.
Yes, so James Webb is an ideal observatory to look into this kind of thing. It's one of its key science objectives. James Webb can look at the planets from TRAPPIST-1 and also other planets around other stars and look at their atmosphere and check what are the components of that atmosphere. And what we're looking for are things like oxygen, methane, any indication that that planet has liquid water. Because for us, the kind of life that we know we need that water present there. So James Webb will be doing that kind of work for sure.
Okay, for folks who've been intrigued by this conversation, where could they learn more?
You can go to jwst.nasa.gov. In there, we have lots of movies from testing we have done to date. We have pictures. We have a camera that looks into the clean room at Goddard. And we also have lots of information about the science that James Webb is going to do and the technical expertise that we had to put into it. And you can just follow us all the way for the next 2 years until we launch, which is kind of an exciting time at the moment for all of us.
Okay, and you'll have this full interview and those links on our website at krwg.org. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.